There was a problem here, a faith problem, a following problem, an age-old problem in the church. The problem that deals with God's people always believing in God. This age problem predicates the fact that if you believe in God, you should always believe in the shepherd of God.
There's evidence that we're running. Hope you enjoy our pastor's message. I'm Brother Michael Williams. Thank you for listening. We pray you were enlightened spiritually by our radio broadcast. If you would like a copy of our service or support us by donation, write us at Bethany Ministry Center, P.O. Box 6764, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307, or call us at 318-561-0064 and leave a message. Join us next Saturday at 12:15 p.m.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. K-A-Y-T. Gina Alexandria.
Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. You are now tuned into the Deceptions of Satan radio broadcast with Brother Leon Gaspy. Listen now as Brother Gaspy enlightens you about the different ways Satan may deceive us in our walk with Christ.
Good afternoon. This is Brother Gaspy again. Today, I want to remind us the words of Jesus. He said, "My sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow." Now, God is not speaking to us in an audible way, the way I'm speaking to you right now. But the voice of God is his word, his written word. You see, he said, "My sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow." And see, in cases like Jim Jones, is one of the oldest ones that I remember that I was alive to witness. Jim Jones had several followers that he took over to, I think it was Guyana, and had all these people to drink poison, deadly poison. A lot of people died, and all the ones that didn't drink it, he had people there to force them to drink it. Those were God's people. The Branch Davidians, David Koresh, all of these were God's people. God created these people in his likeness and image. Of course, we were now in the likeness of Adam, but they were still God's creation. The church is the mother of God's people. And that's why I tell you, I'm not anxious to be a leader. And I'm not anybody's role model. But the church, it's the church's responsibility to teach his children, those of us who are baptized, we are baptized into the body of Christ. The church is responsible for teaching us, or leading us, or feeding us. And the food that we are nourished spiritually is the Word of God. The faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And that's why I tell you all the time that if you read God's Word, read it out loud. So that's how faith comes. But preachers tell you to have, they don't tell you how to get it. And if we would just take the time to read God's word, this is the voice of God, and follow his ways, this world would be a much better place to live. But even though we are disobedient, God still loves us. And God allows some things to happen to us simply because of our choices. See, he gives us a choice. He gives us the right to choose, even though he created us and made us. He gives us a choice. Either we can either follow him or we can follow Satan. And this is the first deception Satan made, and we made that decision. Adam made that decision for us because we were all in Adam. And the Bible says that in Adam we die, but in Christ we live. Jesus said in Luke 9:23, take up your cross daily and follow me. And you can't follow Christ and follow Satan at the same time. And most of us are following Satan, even though we're not aware of it. We're following him because that as we listen and what you listen to, what you read, and what you watch is what's going to come out of you. These are the eye gates, the ears, the way you get your information, and this is what's going to come out of you. If all you ever take in is foolishness, that's what's going to come out of you is foolishness. Now, the Bible says that we are to follow Christ. In order to follow Christ, you have to know his way. Now, if we feed on the very milk of the word, Peter says, if we feed on the very milk of the word, we grow thereby. But see, look kind of, you get kind of suspicious. Now, babies, you don't have to teach a baby how to get his nourishment, because the baby's born, he knows how to get his nutrition and where to get it from. All a woman has to do is to nurse that baby the way God intended, but now man has figured out now that you don't have to do that. That's embarrassing for a woman to pull her breast out to feed her child, and they've made formulas to feed children on, and this is a lot of reason we have so many problems with children today, because they're not bonded to their mothers. They're bonded to a bottle with man-made formulas. Man is not capable of creating anything. All a man can do is use what God has created to make some things. And we've gotten so sharp now, we make things until we figure that we don't have no need of God. Even the educational system is teaching your children that there is no God. So when we turn our backs on God, guess what? God still loves us. In spite of the fact, because he made us, like he said in Psalm 103, I was reading this morning about Psalm 103, we're dust. Our bodies were formed from dust. But the Spirit of God in us is more real. It will last. And this body is not going to last, but the Spirit will last forever, because your spirit is eternal. But we have gone so far from God's way. You know, if talking about feeding on the word, you know, if the word of God, Peter says we feed on the very milk of the word, but then in Hebrews says we have to be weaned from the milk and learn to eat some meat. And the meat of the word, most Christians will choke on the meat of the word. They don't want to hear it because it's not palatable for them, because they're used to feeding on the milk. I look kind of bad for a woman to pull her breast out when her 20-year-old man talking about sucking on her breast to feed him. You know, but this is what most of us are fed on in the church, is the milk. Back in Hebrews it says, we should be teachers, we still have the need to be taught again, feeding on the milk, when we should have meat. Meat is for the mature. Now, mature don't mean that you are grown up, but you have to mature to be capable of being born again of the Spirit. If a fully developed child, an undeveloped child is what they have to put in the incubator. If a child, we call premature birth, and you have to put that child in an incubator. We don't want to be in the incubator. We want to be born again. This is why in Luke 20, it says that those of us who qualify will be born into this, the family of God. If you don't qualify, you're not going to be born into it, because the choice is up to us. God gives us a choice back in Deuteronomy 30:18. It says, I put before you today death and life, blessing and cursing. You choose. It's up to us to choose whether we want to follow Christ or not. And he's not going to force us to do anything. He gives us the right to choose. Even though we choose not to follow him, he still loves us. He loves us all the way to hell if you choose to go, but it's up to you, you see. And if we would just learn to read God's word, this is all I'm not trying to be a living example for anybody. I'm not an example. Don't follow me, because I'm just like you. I'm looking for a way out of this darkness myself. So, but I love you enough to try to tell you what thus says the Lord. He says, and in order to follow him, we need to know his way. And if you don't know his way, it's your own fault, because it is available for us. Nobody's going to take it and cram it down your throat. The church is responsible for that, because the Bible says in Hosea 4:6 that my people suffer for lack of knowledge. And he's not blaming the followers. He's blaming the leaders for this. And this is why I'm not anxious to be a leader in the church. But I can say that as I have let my light shine, so that if the light is available for all of us. It's not just for me. It's just for anybody to choose. That's why I say, even though, like talking about the incident last week about the thing that happened to me, the guy hit me and all that, but that was what I didn't realize at that time. That was God cleaning me up. I've got a clean record with man, but I need to have my record clean with God. And God kept my record clean with him, with the world. And in that sense, but now I have to try to keep my record clean with God. In order to clean my record with God, I have to do what he say. I didn't realize then that God was dealing with me, and it didn't allow me to get mad enough with that man to try to get revenge, because God says revenge is mine. He's the one that gets revenge for whatever somebody do to you. You're not responsible for that, because I don't know why. But like I said, I never did even get. Wasn't even mad with that guy after the thing was over. And I don't understand. Didn't understand it then, and now I'm beginning to understand it, because that was God's way, you know. And because so many times after that, when I've been attacked with weapons and things, and people usually wound up with bones getting broken and stuff like that, not because I was tough, but because I was trying to get out of the way. I was scared. I was what the world called a coward, but it didn't pay to get me in a jam where, you know, try to say I couldn't get out, because God always had a way of getting me out. He said, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Now, I'm not saying that I'm a prophet or anything of that sort, but God always protected me. And whenever somebody tried to hurt me, and in a physical way, especially with weapons and things, they always got hurt. And I got a reputation of being a tough guy, but actually I was a wimp, according to the world, because I never wanted to hurt anybody. But these things happen. And it was nothing but the grace of God that has kept me this long. Actually, next Saturday, I'll be 78 years old, 1 o'clock next Saturday morning. And all of my body parts, now men are making body parts now for men. I've got this Smithsonian magazine is talking about it's like the $1 million man used to be on television, $1 million man. This man was all mechanical. Everything was mechanical about him, and he was just almost